And I guess just want to set the groundwork for what it is we're going to be talking about today. We're going to be talking about confidentiality agreements. And of course, that's the agreement that really starts a sales process for a company. They're obviously entered into in other circumstances for a corporation, but we're going to be talking about their relevance in the sales process. So if a company goes out, decides it wants to sell itself, it wants to make sure that the potential bidders that come to the table aren't going to misuse or otherwise disclose the confidential information that the selling company provides to them. So they go out and require the prospective bidders to enter into these confidentiality agreements. And oftentimes, the confidentiality agreements also include a standstill. That way, the potential bidders don't have an opportunity to take that confidential information, use it, and then launch a hostile tender offer against the company, launch a proxy contest, or a variety of different things. So we're going to be talking generically about some provisions of the confidentiality agreement, and then also pay particular attention to some standstill issues that arise in these agreements. It sounds like it could be a little bit of a mundane topic for a Friday afternoon, but interestingly, it's gotten a lot of attention in the Delaware courts lately. So we're going to be talking about probably five or six cases that have come out of the Delaware Court of Chancery since last March, so in less than a year. So it is getting a lot of attention to the courts, and our goal today is hopefully to alert you to some of the issues that you will see when you're drafting and negotiating confidentiality agreements and standstills, and hopefully provide you with some takeaways that you can provide in practice. So with that introduction, I think Steve is now going to start with a discussion of what the courts are calling the don't ask, don't waive standstill.